The question is, are you going to enjoy most of a great afternoon on Friday only to have rain and heavy downpours put a damper on your Friday night? I can think of no better person to bring on for a few minutes than meteorologist Andy Parker to enlighten us. Andy, they're getting pounded in the Leroy area east of Batavia right now and south of the city of Rochester. But what looms on the horizon for Metro Buffalo?
Well, I'll tell you what, that is the one dark spot in a very bright and sunny western New York. It is hazy, hot, and humid. This is the summer heat that a month ago people were wondering if it would ever show up, and it's beginning to boil up in spots. And out by Batavia, Leroy, now over by Livonia, south of Rochester, the 390, that's where the cluster of thunderstorms has moved off to, and north of Geneseo. As we look back to the west, there's really not a lot going on. There's a couple of isolated cells. You've got to go south of Springville down by Franklinville and Bradford, PA, Zippo country to catch any of that. But our attention is turning to what is crawling down the thruway from it looks like it's up to Ashtabula between Cleveland and Erie. There's a line of storms there. And that is a large enough line that it's drawing our attention. It's holding together. It does look like the arrival time will be in Chautauqua County around 4 o'clock today. And then that will continue to kind of ripple through this very warm and humid air, wringing it out like a sponge and dropping those heavy downpours across the area from around 4 until 7 p.m. So the arrival time is going to be down by where the old toll booths were at Ripley and Westfield. That'll happen around 4 o'clock, and then that will continue to move across all of western New York through around 4 to 7. After 7 o'clock, I think most folks are going to be popping out into the dry, we'll call it the dry area behind it. The only exception would be if you're down by Bolivar and Wellsville, it's going to take a little longer for it to clear the southern tier. So you may extend a little further past 7, but I think most folks are going to see this in that window from around 4 until 7 tonight, those storms that will produce some gusty winds at times. But it's really more of a heavy downpour situation. The amount of lightning at it right now, as I throw the lightning tracker on, there's a significant amount, but nothing that I would say is an extraordinary light show. But there will be the isolated rumbles of thunder with this. So that's what's heading our way, and that's the time period that we have. In between now and 4 o'clock, there'll be a couple of isolated cells, but as you start looking up to the sky, I'm looking at it right now, a patch of really beautiful baby blue to the right, and then some of these darker cumulus clouds that are beginning to build, and it's all of that saturated humidity that once it's lifted, it creates those puffy clouds, and then as it cools thousands of feet up into the atmosphere, that's when it darkens and it deposits the rain back down on the ground here in western New York, and some spots are actually looking for it. We had a lot of requests for some garden rains. Please have it rain in my garden, as if we could direct it that close. But a lot of gardens will get a soaking rain as we go from around 4 until 7 p.m. tonight.
Well, you might not be in control of the weather, but perhaps somebody is. So, Andy, what I think I hear you saying is that it is going to hit the Chautauqua County area at around 4 o'clock. And if I'm understanding you correctly, Metro Buffalo, during the peak of the Friday afternoon drive home, is when afternoon drivers may expect a deluge.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're looking at here. So it's going to be, we'll call it the late afternoon, early evening. We're going to bridge, early happy hour through mid-happy hour is going to be the time period for this to come through. And it's not a huge line that's going to last for hours and hours, but you know the drill. You're going to see those dark clouds, duck and cover, and then you'll be able to go outside. And it's not going to get cold after this. It's going to stay relatively mild and humid right through the evening hours. Tomorrow, some morning showers as we look at the weekend. Saturday clears up in the afternoon. We should be back to the 70s for a day. And then, boy, Sunday is the pick of the litter over the weekend, Tom. We're looking at numbers right around 82, 83 degrees, sunshine, low humidity, light winds. That one checks all the boxes for us.
Yeah, that's going to be an absolutely perfect day, Sunday. So joining us on the Trocar College WBEN Liveline, meteorologist Andy Parker. So again, between 4 and about 7 o'clock, we're going to have some heavy downpours coming through western New York from Chautauqua County into Metro Buffalo, right around the time that the driving volume generally increases. So just be aware, but it's not going to last long. And is it going to do anything to screw up anybody's baseball games or outside music events?
Well, that's a very good question. So I'm one of the ones who do have a baseball game tonight. My son does. It's going to be up in Clarence, so we're watching this. And unless the timing of the downpour, the rain during the game probably won't be an issue, but for a lot of folks, they look at the conditions of the field. If they've been prepped and manicured for some evening games, that is going to cause a problem because the volume of rain that could come down is enough that it may end up canceling the game just because of the conditions it leaves behind. I know the Bisons are playing tonight. I forget when the first pitch is out there, but it's a fireworks show, so it's an evening situation. There may be a rain delay involved in that, but hopefully it gets in and out before they have to cancel anything out there. But they've got that nice tarp. Those guys will get it out and taken care of, and I've seen them go through worse than what's on the way tonight.
Meteorologist Andy Parker, I didn't know you were so into baseball, but I guess with a kid playing, you really are.
Yeah, you know what? I've been involved in Little League for a while, and it was a learning experience for me as a meteorologist. I would tell the organizers, well, we're going to get rain, but they wanted to know exactly how much in how much amount of time because they know how their fields drain. All fields seem to drain differently. Some are made of turf. Some they have the extra dry soil that they can put on and soak it up so they can still play baseball. There's actually a lot that goes into weather and rain specifically and the mitigation and maintenance of water on the fields to allow these teams to get their games in because they had to cancel so many early in the spring. A lot of teams are starting to add these games to the calendar. So Little League is no joke. I think soccer is probably the one that's the easiest going. They'll go out there, play in the snow, the rain, the wind. It doesn't matter. They'll kick the ball around. But baseball is a little more temperamental when it comes to weather.
Very well said. And Andy Parker, I would like you to tell people how they can be a part of your never-ending world of weather.
Sure. If you want to jump in and or jump into the deep end of weather, you can just go ahead and send a text. Just type the word weather and send it to 716-503-ANDY. That's 716-503-2639. Super easy to do, just like you're sending a text to your friend. You're going to get a quick email back with the forecast updates. And if you have questions, send it back, just like you're sending a text. Hey, is this going to screw up my golf game or is my son's baseball game? What's the chance of having that go in this town? And we'll get that information back to you. And it's like having a meteorologist in the palm of your hand.
If you get somebody's golf forecast wrong, do you just say you're taking a mulligan?
That's a great line, and I'm going to use that. I had a bunch of golf requests today, one in Tonawanda at 1:30. Told them if they can handle the heat and humidity, they're not going to get wet. And so they went and used that as their method of going out and saying, hey, let's go. If the forecast looks, this time of year, the forecast can be very generic. You know, oh, some afternoon thunderstorms here and there. But really, when you dive into it, a lot of folks end up staying dry for most of the day. And then there's this one rush that'll come through. And it's being able to time that for each of these communities. That's the tricky part. That's the human element of it. And that's where the apps sometimes fall short.
Well, Andy Parker, thank you very much for your time on a Friday. And enjoy your game tonight. Or your son's game, as the case may be. And meteorologist Andy Parker joined us on the Troy Care College WBEN Live Line.